From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Anything going on? What are we going to talk about?
let's take a stab in the dark.
Okay.
Level four COVID. What does it all mean for financial markets? Mike, the most immediate issue was always going to be today's the monetary policy review from the Reserve Bank. And it is the larger format of the monetary policy review, so it includes the monetary policy statement. So you've got lots of data. I don't think they'll be able to change what's in that statement, because that will have been written some days ago. But if you sort of ignore the events of the last 24 hours, from my point of view, the case for a 25-point hike in the official cash rate was pretty compelling. And in the financial market, in the chatter over the last few days, there was plenty of talk about the possibility of a 50-point hike as well. And, supporting factors for a hike were well documented. They've met the inflation mandate. They've met the maximum sustainable employment mandate. And I think an argument can be made that they need to think about financial stability. They need to think about the house prices as well. So I did read a contra argument yesterday that said the only reason we've hit the maximum employment target is because of the closed border. And that's exactly right. But you know is exactly what I'm going to say now, don't you? That's not going to change anytime soon.
No.
I mean, I don't think that's going to change. So I suspect that wage pressures, employment pressures, inflation, that could all get worse before it gets better. But, Mike, we are in lockdown. Will that change the outcome today? I think you need to take a deep breath, step back and ask whether a one-week lockdown removes the inflation issue or solves the employment issue. And I think the answer to that is an unequivocal no. But the lockdown does introduce some uncertainty, and I can very much understand if the central bank holds off making a call until the COVID situation is a little clearer. Remember, they don't have to do an official cash rate change today. They have a regular six-weekly review, and there's nothing stopping them doing it in a couple of weeks' time. So, I still think a 25-point hike is probably likely, but I can completely understand if they say, look, we'll wait a couple of weeks and see what happens.
But then you've got the issues with the lockdown. You've got the cost of the lockdown, depending on how long it lasts. You've got the confidence issue around the lockdown. You've got the government's fiscal position, the money printing stopped, and you've got all these questions now to roll.
So I'll make a couple of comments about what are the implications for the market. But all of those things, Mike, all of those things that you've talked about, the one overriding factor on all of those is the duration of the lockdown. You know, if it's a week, then I think we sail through it. If it's not, if it's longer than a week, then, you know, it is important. What happened yesterday in terms of the immediate reaction over the market? I mean, interest rates shifted lower. In some cases, reasonable moves. Remember, it's the wholesale market. It doesn't move a lot from day to day, but government bonds fell about 10 basis points. So interest rates are lower. So if you're going to borrow money, it's better if you're borrowing at low rates. The interest rate swap market, that's where banks kind of cover their balance sheet risk. Similar falls about 10 points. If you look at where the market's pricing sort of forward rates, it looks like the market sort of discounted one of the expected 25 basis hikes between now and Christmas. Currency is the most obvious pressure valve, though, Mike. Yesterday morning when we spoke, the currency was over 70 cents versus the US dollar. Recently, it's been as high as or close to 71 cents. Overnight, it has fallen to 69 cents versus the US dollar. That's the lowest we've seen it since last November. Your weakness in other cross rates as well. The expectation of higher rates here, comparative monetary policy paths, they were playing a role in the New Zealand dollar strength, some uncertainty there. Now, the share market, there's no surprises here. We've been here before in the specific reactions. Travel stocks weaker, tourism holdings down 3.75%, Auckland International Airport down 1.25%, but it had fallen 2% the previous day, so about 3% from the beginning of the week. Air New Zealand down 3%. Sky City Entertainment down 3%. I suspect they absolutely have to shut the Auckland Casino for the duration of the lockdown. On the flip side, investors, Mike, they like buying Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. In COVID, it was up 4.5%. I just want to make one quick comment. Investors just need to be a bit careful here. Remember how strongly the market has bounced back after the previous COVID episodes. Short-term sentiment will be negative, but again, take a breath. And the other thing is the housing market should slow down a bit. One, it can't run the open homes in level four, so
no,
there'll be an interruption there. But otherwise, we
sit tight, have a glass of wine,
yeah,
eat some fat food.
I was sober till September, Mike. I might have to rethink that.
I think you should. Hey, what are the numbers?
Hey, the Dow Jones down a little bit. The retail sales, weaker than expected retail sales numbers there. But it was down a lot more, down almost 500 points. But right now it's down 386 points, 35,238. That's just over 1%. The S&P 500, 4,427, down 52. The Nasdaq, 14,575, down 218. The FTSE 100 up 27, 7,181. The Nikkei down 98 to 27,424. Shanghai Composite down 73,446. That was a 2% fall. The ASX 200, they came out in sympathy with us yesterday and fell 0.94%, 71 points, 7,511. The NZX 50, though, wasn't down quite that much, down 0.67%, 85 points, closing at 12,635. On the currencies, 0.6905 US, 0.9525 Aussie, 0.5893 Euro, 0.5027 pounds, 75.62 yen. Gold, $1,785. Brent crude, $69.
Well done, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.